Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where would you even put guard? Positional need? I guess acceptance for you as a sports fan, Chiefs fan.
I want to talk about it because there's so many national media members think that they're taking one in the first couple of rounds.
Because number one, depending on who you talk, number one is either, for most people, I think, the consensus, defensive line or offensive lineman, but not necessarily guard, right? Like so let's go defensive line / edge as one position group, tackle as another. Let's separate the offensive line group because in the betting markets, they just list O-line and it counts as both. But if we separate tackle and guard, I would put offensive tackle as the second position group that I would be fine with them drafting.
In the first, behind
defensive line, which includes edge rusher and tackle.
It'd probably be third for me, but it wouldn't
second then?
If it's so defensive line would be one.
Yeah,
and then I would probably end up at like a skill position would be my guess before.
So like
maybe
wide receiver.
Even corner. Yeah, okay. It'd be tight. Like I'm not saying offensive tackle would be there, but it's like in the first round, I told you, it's like my hangup is I want to make sure that they're getting a position that helps them now. That's more important for me, at least in the moment, but it's probably close. Look, here's the problem with guard. And this is where I don't understand like this immediate need. I'm not saying that there's not questions about what do you do in the long term, but right now I'm just going to assume, because that's clearly the plan, that Trey Smith got guard locked up for 5 years on one half of the side. And then I kind of think Kingsley's got a chance to start there 2 or 3 years. So like, I don't see the immediate need other than to offer conversations. These are the list of positions. And I'm curious, stop me when. These are the positions I would put as a higher need than guard for Kansas City. Offensive tackle, as you mentioned, and defensive line, both spots, defensive tackle and defensive end, if we're breaking it down individually. Corner, wide receiver, running back, safety. Like, it might be only above punter and kicker as far as direct need in the draft this year for me. Maybe I'm just too optimistic, but they've got Norzad, Caliendo, and Kingsley to compete for the spot.
It's way down the list. I would put it in the same category as drafting a safety. I think when they brought back Mike Edwards and
they bought themselves time there too.
To me, they've told me that they're not going to spend a pick on safety, and if they do, it's going to be way later in the draft. So yeah, I would go defensive line, edge tackle, tackle, running back, corner, wide receiver, before I would even start having a conversation about a guard. But I get the sense they will draft one at some point. You know, I think they will draft one even if it's the fifth round. I don't know if they have a fifth round pick, but you get the point. Late round pick. So that's where I might get it. If nobody should be mad with one of the 3 7th round picks they have if they spend it on guard. Like
but that's where I would put I wouldn't be mad if they took a punter there either. So like I'm not, you know, I just think generally maybe don't draft punters, but once we start talking about the 7th round, there are no bad. They don't have a 5th. That one went in the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Okay.
But when we start talking about those positions of need, it's like I would put defensive end and defensive tackle ranked above it twice. Like if you said, hey, by position and how many you need, I would put defensive end there twice ahead of need before guard and defensive tackle there twice. I'd rather they take four guys at those positions before taking a guard. Like, that's how far down the list it is for me this year. I'm not saying ever. And if they didn't sign Trey Smith, I'd probably be having a slightly different conversation. Or if they thought they weren't going to sign Trey Smith,
well, we're going to find
out. I'd probably
out.
Be having a slightly different conversation.
We're going to find out how confident they are in Kingsley / Caliendo / Norzad, basically, depending on how high they take a guard, if they take a guard. Someone said, hey, if they go O-line, and I mean any O-line other than center, with the first and second round pick, I'd be happy. What position group is the only reason we've lost two Super Bowls? O-line, right? Get help. Yeah, I would argue it's tackle, though, not guard. I hear what you're saying. Yes, the offensive. I would argue they have not lost the two Super Bowls where the O-line was a disaster because of the guards that they didn't have on the team. I would say it was because of tackle play.
Yeah, but I think Caliendo was the thing. Now, he got kind of burnt in that Philly game.
Well, the entire team got burnt. I mean, I just like that one is one of those where it's like the entire roster was a disaster.
Everyone has to take the L on the offensive line, not just left tackle, not just left guard, the whole thing. That's why, again, tackle would be higher. And I think some of them are kind of like I wouldn't take, like we mentioned, I just said I'd take four defensive tackles and defensive edge players before I take a single guard. I wouldn't do that for offensive tackle. I wouldn't do that for safety. It's like guard might very well be last on my list before punter and kicker or long snapper, which are just positions you don't draft, right? Like I just wouldn't draft it unless it was the seventh round. It's not from, it wouldn't be on any of my list outside of that, unless it's the guy who you think might be a guard, but could still be a right tackle. Then we're having a slightly different conversation. Then I would re-engage in that.
Or they don't feel, or they internally
hate Kingsley,
do not like
option,
their option of Kingsley or Caliendo.
You'd rather than draft a linebacker over a guard?
Okay, linebacker. That was the one spot I knew I was forgetting a position. Oh, they just signed
Bolton. I
think
guard would still be in front
Tranquil.
Of guard is still in front of linebacker and safety.
Okay, just based on positional importance, linebacker would be below it. It's one of the few. That's a good one to point out, Drew. That's one of the few I would probably rank below, because they do have a huge chunk of their linebacker core kind of locked up for now, and that's the kind of position, like guard a little bit too, but linebacker is a legitimate position. I think I can find the starter in the same year I draft him. Like, there's no, like, messing around. Like, I can just take a second-round linebacker, and they're immediately my starter. So, like, if next year I need a linebacker, I can just find that next year. I don't have to draft ahead at linebacker. I can, but you don't have to. You can just kind of find that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.